Britain in the 1960s, people were still in awe of the beautifully sleek Mallard steam train that broke speed records in 1938 by hurtling along at over 200 kilometres an hour. In Japan, however, a more contemporary train was making headlines. The Shinkansen, or bullet train, was launched in 1964 to coincide with the opening of the Tokyo Olympics. These aerodynamic wonders were capable of covering the 500-kilometre distance from Tokyo to Osaka in little more than 3 hours, a journey that had previously taken well over six. With spacious interiors as stylish as any airliners, they were Japan's way of connecting the burgeoning population that lived between its two busiest cities. Today, the same journey takes only 2 hours 22 minutes, with over 60 departures each day. Key to the Shinkansen's success was the creation of a dedicated broad-gauge track with few curves, which gave stability to the trains and ensured a smooth ride. The cost of expanding the network to the rest of the country was immense, but its efficiency became a source of national pride. Gradually, the rest of the world began to catch up. Britain introduced a fast intercity train in 1976, the 125, on which the Australian XPT is based, but it reached speeds of only 160 kilometres an hour. It was the French in 1981, with the TGV, Train à Grande Vitesse, that ran from Paris to Lyon at 300 kilometres an hour, that really captured Europe's attention. The opening of the Channel Tunnel in 1994 enabled a high-speed train link between London and Paris that was faster point-to-point and more convenient than flying. And today's extensive European network hosts some of the fastest and most streamlined trains in the world. Japan continues to refine its Shinkansen trains too, one of which has an immensely long nose inspired by the beak of a kingfisher, which reduces the sonic boom caused as it emerges from tunnels. The Chinese use similar trains to streak across the country, but Shanghai has the fastest in the world, a train that uses magnetic levitation so that speeds of 430 kilometres an hour are possible, although 300 is usual. This means the 30-kilometre city centre to airport journey is covered in a matter of minutes. Despite its great distances, Australia lags behind the rest of the world. Thanks to antiquated tracks and a ho-hum attitude to train transport in general, most fast services dawdle along at speeds that would shame a British train of the 1930s. As Japan demonstrated in the 1960s, high-speed trains open up the country, connecting populations and reducing commuter times. That a train can remain such an icon of speed is a miracle, given the invention goes back to the early 19th century. That they inspire affection as well as nationwide growth is a wonder. Almost a magic bullet, in fact.